Hi, I'm Max Lin. I'm from Swiss. I was talking about how the Fetish Lading project works. I think you already hear the the talk from the Ruby. He's already introduced a little bit about the staging project. And for FreeTree staging project, I am the late guy, the staging manager. So how you introduce the staging project is a long time ago. It's a history. This is basically the FreeTree development model. So the developers submitted their changes to the FreeTree from the developer project. But in the past, we just merged those changes into the FreeTree. But we see some problem where sometimes the package fails to build after merge to the FreeTree, or sometimes it causes the other package fails to build. And sometimes the package, the binary file from the package is uninstallable, and sometimes the package does not work. And if we have a bigger merge the many submit requests into the FreeTree, and we see the problem, it's very hard to address the problem and the debugging. So we introduced the staging project to check the loads, submit requests is safe to merge into FreeTree. So this is the FreeTree development workflow now. So you see developers submit a layer change, and you have to pass the automatic review and the manual review. Also, we have doing the pre-integration testing by OpenQA, and then merge it into FreeTree. So basically, these three parts are part of the staging project, basically. So I have introduce the review process first. So basically, if you create a submit request, and you have to pass some automatic review or the manual review, including the FreeTree Auto, Legal Auto, layer automatic tool, and the report check. It was also the automatic tool, and manual review is done by the review team. And probably your submit request have to pass the security or legal manual check if you need. Yeah. So we put those submit request into the staging project. Then we build, we check the build status, and we also generate a staging ISO, and we put the ISO into the OpenQA. So we do some testing on the OpenQA. Then if everything is fine, we merge those submissions in the last staging project into the FreeTree. So, but basically the FreeTree Auto checks some basic rules and adds additional reviewers. Legal Auto checking the licensing. Review team is whoever FreeTree review team. I don't know how many people in this team, but they're doing the human check work. Report checker is doing the more deeper automatic check. I will introduce later. And it also have two pass the FreeTree staging reviewer. Basically, that means this submission was passed by the staging project. So, currently, if you have you submit a change to the FreeTree, and it depends on the RINs, I will introduce RINs data. So if your package is in RINs, it will go to a staging project. Avoiding to confuse you about it, because I will also introduce the ADI staging project, so I will call this staging project, call it a RINs staging project. Just avoiding the confusion. If your package is not in the RINs, so you will go to the ADI staging project. So currently in the phase three rings, we have a ring zero, ring one, ring two. The ring zero, we just trying to keep it as simple as possible. Those packages just for bootstrap. And the ring one is basically it can generate a minimal SDVD. And the ring two basically is a pretty much complete DVD compared to the phase three image. The number probably is outdated. It was last week, so I'm not so sure how fast the number this week. Okay, it's a RIN staging project. Basically, it inherited all packages from RINs, and all linked packages will rebuild if it need. And we have a staging and a staging is a sub project staging DVD. So basically, I call it a staging one, and then you are just avoiding the confuse. So staging one basically is RIN zero packages process. The RIN one packages. It was enabled I586 PVC 64 LE and SATC 64 PUR enabled, and for the project DVD it's only the PVC 64 LE and the SATC 64 PUR enabled. And basically the staging project will be based at some point. For example, we merge the GCC6, and basically merge the GCC6 into the phase three, basically it will not affect the staging project. But at some point we have to rebase the staging project, then it will compile with the GCC6. Otherwise, it's just still using the GCC5. So it's an example. So the ADS staging project is basically for long range packages. It just ensure the package can build against the factory SATC 64. So it's a very pure project that trigger build was a success. The report trigger was involved in the ADS staging as well. The report checker I will introduce later, so yeah, probably currently you are confused what is the report checker. But the ADS staging project either cannot handle the delete request. There's a problem for ADS staging currently. Okay, report checker, I basically check the build result, either build result verification, including the sub packaging, and check the binary files is installable. It triggers the confreeze with the other packages. And check the source. Well, basically, if you already submit a change to phase three, but you also did another change in the default project, the report checker will detect that, and basically it will disallow your submissions. You have to supersede in the your submit request as well as have the certification in the default project. It also detects a new build cycle compared to phase three. It checks the validation of the data request as far as possible. Yeah, just as far as possible. Yeah, it have some problem there still. Also, if the report checker found any problem on your submit request, it will comment on your request. So the staging project will generate the DVD and import to the OpenQA doing some the QA testing. It's the details. You can just see the test, but basically it's it's by the patterns we create. We have a test case file. So we have put the for staging one, we have basically it builds a minimal SDVD. So there's no GNOME or KD packages in the staging one DVD. So there's the details. So you can check it. So the OpenQL testing, currently the staging DVD import to the OpenQL, we currently covers the normal installation, installation on RAID partition, installation with the Kubernetes VM was enabled, and is successful to install on the UEV environment, put it into the RISC-Q system, some console tools tester, and the desktop environment testing. We also have some the upgrading tester, for example, from the older staging to the current one, or from the Libre42 one and the two current staging. We just make sure the upgrade does work. And the very important things those tester just test the stuff were in the staging DVD. So it will not install any package from the online repo. We have a staging tool to process those submissions. For example, it's like the staging list, list how many submit requests is pending, and selecting the request to a staging project, and select move the request out of a staging project, and check staging checker is a check the status of a staging project. It will tell you maybe there's an error or any problem. Accept the all requests in that staging project to the factory. I already mentioned that it will replace the packages in the staging project. The staging ADI is handling the requests in the ADI staging project, and the staging repair command is fixing broken the submissions. So if the lost some request in the staging project, if everything is fine, what is the condition is acceptable? Basically, there's no build failures in the OBS and in the staging project. Sorry. And all reviewer will accept this submit request, and it also passed the OpenQL testing. And basically, we have to wait the current tumbleweed snapshot is built and then move to the OpenQL so we can do in the next merge run. So basically, if you see your package in the one staging project and the last staging project, everything looks good, but the factory risk manager doesn't merge it. Probably that is the reason we are waiting for the current snapshot is finished to build and then move to the OpenQA. We have a staging dashboard. It shows the information about the status of the staging project, and I can see yes, using the different color to represent what things happen. If you see your package name is already green, then that means the reviewers, all reviewers, including the report checker, was accepted this change. You see there still have the brown color, and you can see there's an icon tell you it's pending by which review. In this case, it's pending by legal review. And you can see the staging C. Basically, it's ready, just missing the review from the legal team. If everything all are fine, then the color will be in green. That means that we can merge this staging project. So I have collected some the FAQs on the people asking on IRC, and so why your some request is bug and doesn't moving forward? You can check the status on the dashboard. You can you can see this URL. You just change the studying project later to year one, and you can see the what is the things happen. It will tell you missing reviews, or there's any problem, or maybe the OpenQA tester does not pass the. And report checker for non-Intel architecture currently is not completely support. Currently, the report checker is only basically works for the Intel x86-64. And there's a rule is if your submission is not for the Intel architecture, for example, PowerPC only or the Aircur B only, you have to make sure the list of architecture is cool. You cannot just disable it. You have to, it's cool, it's to build. And you have to make sure the package is built on the Pacific architecture, for example, the PowerPC or Aircur. And currently, repo checker just leave this submission open and for human review. So in the end, human have to accept this submit request, have to accept this review, not by the repo checker itself. Yeah. We also have upload the repo checker log, the whole log to the OBS. You can see the URL there. So if you want to understand what's the problem on your submit request, that you can, if your submit request is a pending pending review by the report checker, you can check a log there, then you can see the reason. Sometimes the people asking why their submit request was in the ADI staging and already got accepted by the ADI staging, but didn't merge into the FATE directly. Basically, the rule is if your submission is in the RIN staging project, and the FATE release major merge this staging project, those submissions will just merge to FATE directory. But if it was in the ADI staging project, it have to wait until we have another RIN staging project being acceptable, and factory release merge this RIN staging project, then those submissions already passed in the ADI staging will merge into the factory together. Currently, we have still trying to improve something around the staging project. We have some to-do list. For example, we need a better way to ensure the RIN needle is safe after the RIN needle change was merged. For example, it's very hard to detect if we're trying to move a package from RIN 1 to RIN needle. It probably will have broken things, but we cannot detect it in the staging project. So we need a better way to do that. And the data request handling is also a hard topic. We are trying to work on that because sometimes we see the lost data request after merge the data request, probably cause some packages fails to build. But in the report checker, it cannot detect lost situation very correctly. So we have to improve it. And I already introduced the staging dashboard, but it only show you the RIN staging. But for ADI stagings, we didn't have any dashboard to work. So, but it's a complicated topic because ADI staging basically is a dynamic grid. So probably you have more than hundreds ADI staging project, or sometimes you're down to just dozens or even 10. So you need to have a nice design for this dashboard, or otherwise we need another way, not, not a dashboard, but a better visual freeway, let the developer understanding about the ADS agent status. We also have more tickets in the progress, opensource.org. If you have any idea or you see any bug, you also can file a ticket there. So if you have any question about Stadium project, you can ask on the open source free TRC channel or leave a comment on your submit request. Basically, I check those comments every day, or direct ping me or mail me. The staging tool or report checker, the source code you can find there. So this is my talk. Sorry, I have a little bit nervous, so I speak very quickly. I hope you understand why I'm talking about, or if you don't understand, just ask me a question. I can answer you. So any question? No? Great, perfect. So thanks for listening, then that's all.